From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. You think you live in a pretty safe place, but you just heard about a break-in 4 miles away, which isn't close, but it isn't far either, you know? Art Palpitations is on the scene.
I sure am, Tammy, and I don't even know why I drove out here, because as you know, you got customized renter's insurance through GEICO, so your stuff is covered.
Oh, well, that's great. Any sign of crime there, Art?
Just some light littering, Tammy, but like they say, a little litter can lead to a lot.
Wise words. It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
I'm texting to make sure my husband hasn't bled out from his hellacious nosebleed today.
I don't got any time for anybody to have injuries.
I don't either.
I'd be pissed. My mom used to get pissed when I'd get hurt.
I was like,
your sympathy is overwhelming, but it was an inconvenience. When I got real sick, it took 3 days.
It's also scary. I thought
nosebleeds are intense.
I thought, like, look, that guy will ham up nausea. He's like, oh man, I coughed so much I threw up. I'm like, okay. But so he was doing something.
Yeah.
Like he like covered his face. And I was like, okay, what's this?
Yeah.
And then there was just so much blood coming from his nose. It was horrifying that I almost cried, barfed, and passed out. So he's up like doing that, and I'm sitting in a chair like going, stop it. Stop having a nosebleed. What the hell?
Ugh. So yeah, gross. Nosebleeds are gross. Can I turn this over so my ADD doesn't go?
Oh, God,
What's fun thing? Notifications, Jen getting?
Can I tell you what is hilarious about my husband? Because I told Kristen, I go, he just keeps making fucking jokes about this, and I'm so pissed off about it. Are we podcasting, by the way? So I texted him, and I said, are you still okay? He just texted back. This is the EMT. Is this Jen?
That's not funny.
Yeah. Now I know I'm in trouble. Yes, you are.
Yes.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, funny jokes.
Hilarious. Yes.
It's like when my dad, who's in his 70s, calls me, and this was not funny. My dad couldn't come out to L.A., because he had what my mom referred to as an incident. And when you are a boomer, the word incident is not appropriate for what is happening.
Yep.
My dad went down in a walk-in clinic because he woke up and his left arm hurt and he thought the way to fix it was having a ginger ale. And so when they took him, he went to a clinic.
Every symptom he had everything. Of a heart thing.
Yeah, a heart thing. And then he went down and he had like full organ failure. I was like, this is not, my mom's like, okay, he's just, there's a thing that happened. I'm like,
it's a little
incident. Yeah. And I'm like, no, it isn't. I'm going to get on a flight and fly back and see him. And he's like, he's really sick. Like they always underplay it or they overplay it because there's nothing wrong. I've got that on the other side.
It is, yeah. If that sort of incident is just an incident or a little thing, what does it take to be a big, like flying out the window of an airplane?
Yeah, I think they're like, you're overreacting.
Oh, God, I can't. No, I
know.
Yeah,
I know.
And then my husband being a typical dude, except when he's nauseous, you guys.
Nauseous
or got a cold. That is like sudden death for somebody. But everything else, he's like, it's fine. I don't need to go to the doctor. And I'm like,
yeah, one of your legs is bigger than the other. You're going to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't look good.
Bleeding from your head? No.
Yeah, we're going. We're going.
Let's not worry about that. That's not what the podcast is about.
No, it's
just
not.
On my brain.
We're in a happier space. In fact, I'm going to start this podcast with a hot flash.
Ooh, you're going to start it?
I'm going to start it with a hot flash.
Okay.
That I wrote in Sharpie so I can read them without my glasses. All right. I would just like to say, as a lifelong Catholic, I want to brag from the rooftops.
Now I know who it
that
is.
We got
now.
Ourselves the first American Pope straight up from the south side of Chicago.
That's true.
Coming in hot, Pope Leo. And that bro, I think, is going to be great. I think that guy is coming in at a time when we need him. The Catholics are having a glow up. We are a Chicago Pope. Guys, He is going to baptize everybody with green water. It's going to be the greatest thing. It's going to be pulled meat. It's going to be
dip sandwiches.
Oh my God. He's going to talk about the 1985 Super Bowl.
Upside down pizza.
Deep crust pizza. He's like, Italians, you had your chance. So we're going to go deep dish on this. He's going to build bridges because he's going to make things about food, about love, about having a good old conversation. Yeah. He's got two older brothers. One of them said, and I quote, "You know, he's always going to be Bob to me, and I'm going to see him, and if they let me close enough to him, I'm going to take that hat off and give him a noogie."
Is his name not Leo?
His real name is Bob.
Oh, they give him a new name when
you,
they become
you
Pope?
You get to pick your own name when you become the Pope. And so the last Pope Leo...
What's wrong with... I love Pope Bob. Why did
I know, right? But Pope Leo has a nice ring to
it. Does it have to be a Catholic name? Or?
That's a good question. I don't know. They choose it based on... the experience or history they have with a former pope, like they've studied. Like, you guys, this guy lived in Peru for 20 years. And when I say, when popes live places, they are not living in
lavish lifestyles.
No, his roommate alone that he had for 10 years would have been enough for me to be like, I think maybe I'm going to think about a different organization.
You never hear this pope studied in Belize.
No. Well, and if they did, it's in a... area that is not a resort.
Not the best part of town.
I love that it was so unexpected. And I think an American Pope right now is going to lift spirits. And, no pun intended. Well, what's up? What's up? What's up? I hope we get tickets to the show if we go to the Vatican. What's up?
I mean, I will say it's bringing around positivity because as a non-Catholic.
Yeah.
We're just like, well, that's a fun bubble car that they get to. They've and nifty hats.
Just
like
a you just seat next to the Lord himself. Like you, just a not a big deal.
Non-Catholics don't pay attention to it, kind of. But this
one, they should because they do the most philanthropy of any group or church organization in the world, and they also are Jesuits and they're also educators. And there's been a lot of problems
with
the Catholic Church.
She's going to count this as missionary work
right now. I think this is a positive thing.
That's what I'm saying.
I think he's worth all of I believe him to be a compassionate man. His track record is to follow St. Francis, who I think brought a lot of good stuff to the church. I think he is going to be, I think he's going to surprise some people.
That was my point, is it's normally not on other people's radar, but it feels like it's a source of positivity for a lot of people, non-Catholics.
I've never been excited about a pope, and I'm excited. I think the thing that makes me so excited is not only is he an American pope, he's from Chicago. It makes all of this formality feel like at one point he's going to be at some fancy dinner with people, and he's going to be like, all right, I've done a lot of praying for a lot of people. Can we just maybe pray for the Cubbies? Can we just... I'm just saying the Bulls have not been. Can we just talk about I think he's gonna make something that feels so incredibly unrelatable somehow feel relatable? Do you know?
Yeah.
Simply because he's from Chicago, from Southside, and was raised with brothers, and there feels like a human being behind him that we understand. Also, we understand him because he's American. His brothers have just been real loose-lipped, which I also love because.
They're not popes. They can say what they want to say.
That's exactly what they said. They're like, first of all, he's not a Cubbies fan. He's a White Sox fan. He's always been. And the things that they're finding important to make sure everybody knows kills me. It's like, just know we root for this baseball team. It has nothing to do. But he's wanted to be a priest his whole life.
That's so
great. When he was a kid, they said they would play the brother had to be, I'm sure, coached a little bit that you can't say Cowboys and Indians anymore. But basically, that's what they wanted to play. And he would play the priest.
Well,
I think it's incredible.
Usually, us youngest kids, nobody takes you seriously. They think you're going to burn down the house when everybody's gone. They're not going to let you dog sit. So I say, Leo,
youngest coming in hot.
Enjoy that.
Yeah.
Have your brothers do better than that.
Yeah, they were like, we knew he'd be a priest, but we didn't know he'd end up being the Pope.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking Chicago. I think it's going to end up making some joyful jokes that don't feel mean and sort of hazardous. It's just, I think at a time when everybody's looking for something that feels connective and spiritual and faith-based, I think he's it right now. I think he's the... I think he's the hot ticket right now. He's worth a hot flash. That's what I'm going to say.
Well, he feels a little unattainable. I don't think I'm going to make out with him, Kristen.
Saying I want to make out with him.
I'm not putting him on my my hall pass
that is not,
list because...
You're being disgusting.
I need to see a picture of him, maybe.
He's not a bad-looking guy. I'm just saying, like, I like that there's someone that's bringing out a little bit of faith in people and unifying everybody right now, which... Just at the end of the day, having a Chicago guy be the Pope is pretty dope. He's cute.
Okay. Well, his skin looks good still. So when his skin, in Peru, he definitely wore sunscreen. So that's good.
God, I don't know, man. And the conclave to like vote in a... I mean, that. Let me explain to you what I will never do.
Okay.
Be a part of a... Well, first of all, I'm a woman. But to simply be a part of a social or a...
Well, get in that room and debate. You couldn't be part of a jury, for crying out loud. You couldn't do it, man.
I can't be a part of any of that because of my attention deficit disorder. It is so quiet. You're not supposed to be like reactive. You're not supposed. You got to be humble all the time. I would be screwed.
I did see.
I can't be a nun.
I did see a hilarious meme, and it was a picture of a Burger King with smoke coming out of the top, and it said, "Syracuse Burger King has chosen its night shift leader."
See, again, that's all from a spirit of like levity and fun that I think that we all kind of need right now.
I remember like hearing about it the first time when the last dude was.
Yeah, St. Francis. Oh, man, my family thought he was. It was fun because I have a very strong Catholic family and they thought he was a little fast and loose, if you will.
You don't
and
get
I was
to like say that. You don't get to say that, do you?
What do you mean?
If you're Catholic, you can't say something bad about the Pope, can you?
I'm not saying it. My family
no,
said
did
it.
No, did they?
They did.
Oh, man.
They felt like he was a little too out there. He was a little too progressive, and I was like this.
Well, it feels like his homie is Jesus, so that pretty progressive guy.
Okay, have you guys seen that TikTok where it's this black woman, and she's wearing this, like, yellow, like, shower cap thing on her head, and the one guy is like, and another thing, you didn't, and she goes... And she's like, and it's every meme is like me defending my best friend. She's always like looking at him. That's me in the background while all this goes down. I'm just sitting in the background going, what you going to do?
Yeah. Take it up with his boss, okay?
Like, he's the highest in the chain, okay?
I did see one other meme that this is all I do anymore, you guys. It's my, it was a video and it was like me at my best self or something like that. And there was these girls in like a hot tub at like on a cruise or whatever. And some guy's like drunk hitting on this girl. Ugh. And her friend is over her like Batman going, back the fuck up, man. Back up. Like she is screaming at this dude. And other people are coming in like, calm down, lady. And she's like, you back the fuck up too.
Yeah.
It was so,
you
it
gotta
was the
have
best.
Your girl,
it,
man.
It was the best.
I'm in the background. I'm enjoying this experience.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna let things fly. Nice Chicago pulled meat sandwich.
I can get behind one of those sandwiches, I will tell you.
I'm telling you, I have the best recipe. These Italian subs I've been making are just killing
there's
it.
There's one Portillo's in this entire state.
Portillo's here in
Orange County.
Oh, I do have to give a big shout out. We did have such a fun night when the Pope was announced. Was the night we were playing in Joliet, which was so fun because that crowd is like
a lot of Catholics.
Yeah. But it's just being proud of being from Chicago, and everybody wants to be from Chicago. I think deep inside we all know that like it's the city that has like the most warmth of a big, big city. You just feel like you know everybody, and it feels like everywhere you go in, it's like, here's a sandwich. Here. Like Philly has kind of the same vibe.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, Philly. You've got a lot of like allure. Chicago's coming in hot.
But do you have a Pope, Philly?
Do you have a Pope? You have a... You don't
maybe
have a...
Maybe they might have had one at... No, no, no.
The first American Pope.
Well, that only took 300 and
some years. Yeah. Or I think it's 1,000 years. I don't know math.
America hasn't, U.S. hasn't been around that long. So.
Jen, this is why my husband teaches history and I don't teach history. Okay. Yeah. I don't know how long planet Earth has been on here. I still thought we were looking for the missing link. Evidently.
You better
now
back
we're
that
all
up.
Leaning
it's,
on that. We're all
2,000 years, you Catholic.
Listen, I'm not saying that I've always been pro-Catholic. I've always been a little Catholic-ish. I'm just saying now. My team is doing all right.
Times are hard. We're all questioning all of the stuff right now.
All of the things. I pay in.
I have not dabbled in voodoo, but I've certainly thought about getting
I will not do. And that, that is me being Catholic.
Really scary.
I'm not doing that. Yeah, that's it. Voodoo.
My husband's not Catholic, but he gets very weirded out by stuff.
But that's a thing. That's not about being Catholic. It's a like a thing in Christianity even is like, what is it? It's not false idols, but you don't dabble.
Well,
you don't dibble dabble in the dark arts.
I've had this argument with him before, so... You're not supposed to tell the future. You're not supposed to know your fate. You're not supposed to know the future. That's really the only. But what do? I have a psychic on speed dial.
Absolutely.
What's coming on?
That's the stuff. Then there's nobody more absolutely opposed to all of that than me. When Jen
Britt too, he's like, I don't do horoscopes.
I'm like, I'm not. I'll buy into horoscopes as long as somebody can tell me about myself. I'm like, what's mine? What's my sign? I don't know what my kids are. I don't know what Eleanor is. Is Eleanor?
She's an Aries, and Finn is a Pisces.
Pisces. What's Colin? March 3rd. Pisces. I don't know what any of that means. I know I'm a Sagittarius. I think it's the best one, and it's most compatible friendship wise with Leo, which is you.
Aww.
Yeah. That's all I take away from it.
Could we get married, or is it just friendship wise?
I think it's friendship, and a lot of my friends are Leos.
I oddly have a lot of Leo friends too. Like more
they're
than
a strong, they're the strong force in the friendship. Sagittarius can be a little fast and loose.
A lot of Capricorns, but see, we're doing it. We're doing it. We're.
I don't know what any of that means. I just checked out because you said Capricorn.
Right now.
Okay. I go. I don't care.
Let's say okay. Here's speaking of evil things.
God, you guys.
Yeah. This is not my strong space either, so let's
get into
it. Let's get into it, and we're making it sound like it's heavy.
Also, it's not heavy.
Guys, follow us on all the things. Tell your friends.
So
we can keep doing this podcast. Watch us on the YouTube, all the things.
Yeah, okay. I'm wearing a striped shirt. I don't want to shock anybody.
It's really cute.
Jen wore it last time.
I just became the number one person in my extended family because guess who gave... The Funkles, the best night's sleep ever. That's right. I gave them Boll & Branch sheets. They didn't know that they needed them, and now they are so happy and grateful to have them. Because Boll & Branch sheets, they quiet all that noise that runs through your head. They wrap you in a softness so extraordinary, your body and your mind effortlessly drift to sleep. I have been banging the gong of these sheets for so long. I think it is a part of our lives that we don't spend enough self-care time or money on. Nice, comfy sheets that make you happy to get in bed. I mean, sometimes I used to get anxiety about going to sleep because I knew it was going to take me a while, no matter how tired I am. And I'm not having that problem anymore. And this is my favorite gift to give people. Boll & Branch products are made different so you can sleep better at night. Isn't that great to give to people? Woven with the finest 100% organic cotton on earth, crafted by artisans who earn the pay and respect they deserve. That'll help you get a good night's sleep. Their signature hemmed sheets are my absolute favorite. Their designs and colors are made for every bedroom style and mattress size. I always get the white sheets because, look, I eat a lot of cheese-related items in bed. I can bleach those. I can clean those with whatever I want, and they're still coming out white. These all-season sheets have a breathable, unmatched softness to start, and they get softer with every single wash. They're the perfect foundation for Boll & Branch's airy bed blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Give the gift of sleep to yourself and to all of those that you love. And you can do it with a 30-night worry-free guarantee. You can try Boll & Branch sheets for an entire month. There's no catch. You can wash, style, and feel the difference for yourself risk-free. If you don't get your best night's sleep, you can send them back for a full refund. Feel the difference an extraordinary night's sleep can make with Boll & Branch. Get 15% off plus free shipping on your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com/hard. That's Boll & Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com/hard to save 15%. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Do you have a prom dress? This is going to be evergreen. This is not going to be evergreen because I'm going to prom with my husband, who's a high school teacher, and I don't have a dress, and I don't want to buy one, and I don't want to go to the mall. So it's really me being lazy.
I have a couple things.
No, but you're so small. I almost, I tried on a dress last night that I got when I was like 26 years old, and I was like, let's just see if I can make it work. And I literally was reliving the wedding dress video. I'd go, Colin, just try to zip it up. And he goes, do you want me to show you what's going on back here? And he was able to put the hook and eye in, and then it looked like my back had a cleavage. There was a giant hole where the zipper was supposed to go, and it was just a butt
sexy, you know,
down
let's
the back.
Bring that back.
I know.
Right?
I was like, maybe this is a cautionary tale to these children if they go get knocked up. You mess around, this is what happens to your body. Maybe I'll just go nude.
I can give you a pretty. I'm going to have you try this pantsuit thing that I got. I don't. We'll see. You guys, if you go to YouTube, you can see the face she just made of me. But you know, another thing you can do is just go to Amazon and get like a cute, just they're like $29.
I know. I was looking, but then it's going to be also freaking. I'm a chaperone, ma'am. I will be wearing tennis shoes because I thought it through. I'm not going to go in
outfit thing.
High heels. I'm going to go in and not with any wooden heels because I want to sneak up. I'm chaperoning.
And do what? Scare
crash
them?
People having too much fun. Vaping, sexing.
Vaping, like, okay, but prom is supposed to be slightly sexual, right?
I'm not at the not at the desired location. No, thank you.
We're talking a public school here, just by the way. We're not talking
it's
Catholic school.
It's gonna be the filthiest prom because it is 3,000 students. It is a public high school.
Yeah.
I already know my husband has a problem with somehow the girl's dress. It's gonna be, I can't wait. I'm like, just let me do my thing. Let me bring my security guard energy.
I'm just not prepared for it because these.
I think it's going to be awesome and it's going to be fun. And the kids love Colin.
Okay, can I just say, you didn't have to ask him to give you a promposal to go chaperone this. He just got that together on his own and got the kids in on it and everything. Because let me tell you what Britt McAdams will never fucking do besides. Let me off the hook when he's got a nosebleed is do that.
Yes, but let me just say, Colin did do a promposal, which literally like, oh God, I posted the video and I wanted to take it down immediately. And Jen was like, I love
it. No, it was so good. The fact that he made a sign is next level, Kristen. It really is.
He did that for me. He did not do that. He did that for me because he knew, like, we've had a rough year. Marriage is not easy, and we have been fighting a lot, and he's been going to grad school at night, and I've been on tour, and we're mad at each other for
ships in the night.
Ships in the night. Not making the other person, you know, you start resenting the other person, and you're like, what about me? I want to be happy. And you're not like, oh, if I make you happy, my life is actually easier too. You're just thinking about yourself. I mean, that's immediately
it's
what
survival.
I go through.
You get in survival mode. Yeah, trust me. It wasn't until I thought my husband was dying from a hemorrhage today that I was like, oh, I love you. I do care about what happens to you.
But they can be insensitive and you can be on the road and you miss them. And you're, you know, I just felt like he hadn't been like going the distance to make me feel like I'm something special. And I'm hard, but like you're married to me. So like we got to.
He's the walk in the park every day.
No, he's not. Okay. But, and I feel like maybe he started to acknowledge that I was putting in a little bit more effort than he was, you know, and him doing that promposal made me feel, oh, it's so gross. Oh God.
You lean
I'm
into
like
the
giggling
ceiling.
And I'm like weird and doing this like, and so, but it was that little act of just being
so
that,
sweet.
That I was like, it makes me love him like day one all over again.
If you
just
didn't
act
see
like
the
that.
Video, he comes up playing In Your Eyes loud from his phone with this little clever promposal. Point. Kristen and I can be trying to catch a flight and we're like, okay, I think we're
is that a baby?
God. Oh my God. How old is that? 6 months. That baby's 6 months. Look at
it. Yeah. And I always say the same joke. I always go, does that mom need me to hold that baby?
Yeah. Yeah. We miss our flight holding other people's babies.
I've also had weird baby energy lately. Like, I'll say the one. Was like, we're like getting to a flight working pretty fast. And it's just that mom brain where I like look over and I see this baby and mom is on her phone and she's got another baby and I get it. And she's having a rough go, but
she's
I see baby
like the baby's by me. There's nothing bad that can happen.
Right.
Only a baby will find the bad that can happen.
So I watch baby as I'm walking to the flight and I see baby go to put her finger in a light socket near a thing at the airport. And I literally just veered off path. Pick the baby up, turn the baby. The restaurant behind me applauds.
Yeah.
And I hand baby back to mom. And mom goes, I didn't see it. And I go, it's okay. And then we walk to our flight. That's it.
Let me add a couple addendums as I like to do to these. Because I was observing with my eyeballs the same thing, which I will say I think the toddler was trying to like unplug one of those 220.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Plugs that like a Kylie Cosmetics machine was plugged into.
Yeah.
And it was like right by this right like there. High voltage, dangerous thing. And I did this, hello, baby in the hand and the baby. And Kristen was like, whoop, with her ADD, just like going, I gotta move this baby. She like holds up the baby. Whose baby is this? Like, the baby, I just, like, electricity. And, like, it really was. Everybody's like, oh, my God. We got the baby.
Well,
like,
I'd rather the mom get mad at me than the baby get electrocuted. You know what I mean?
If that mom was mad at you, I would stay in fist fight.
That's what I would say. I was like, that mom's not getting mad at me.
Hand that baby to somebody else. Yeah. You gotta like, congratulate moms who are helping you out.
Yeah. It's been a weird baby energy. And then I just hung out with my cousin David's 5-year-old son.
God, he's so cute. He's we've like been a little out. Firefly.
We are in middle school brain. We have forgotten what it's like to have the littles. Because the second so I hung cute. Out with this kid, all I thought about was corners. I was like, oh my God, he's going to fall off the bed. He's going to hit
stand right up into the corner of that coffee table.
He's being rowdy on the bed in the hotel. He's going to, like, we're going to go to Stitches. I can't deal with this right now. And he's just so stinking cute. And I was like, making him cuddle me. And I was like, he
got his little baby tiny teeth.
Little
all
baby
of it.
Tiny
he's so cute. Everything and his like fresh haircut.
Fresh
oh my
haircut
God.
And his little baby.
He's so speaking of fresh haircuts. That's what we're gonna talk about.
Guys, that's the subject. You're gonna be like all of this like preamble to talk
about
shitty haircuts.
That had nothing to do with it. I just remembered what we were talking about when I was talking about, which by the way, he is a little baby. He's a tiny
baby
version
David.
Of David.
He looks who exactly the is same. Was my baby when I was growing up. So this is how 80s parents rolled. Baby David could be anywhere, and I'd be like
pulling the plug of a Kylie Cosmetics machine,
and you just pick him up, and they don't care. My mom and my Aunt Rainey would go have a chat or have a cocktail together, and I was allowed to pick up that baby whenever I wanted.
Just swing him around,
and so I would go grab him like under his neck and drag him wherever I wanted, and I was like, "He's my baby now." And Megan too. I'd have one in each arm, like I had Cabbage Patch Kids, just like
adorable.
Drag him. And my parents did not give a shit. I could have fallen down the stairs with them, and they'd been like, "You good?" And I'd been like,
"Yes."
And I, no broken bones. They bend, not break. Like God, that's how it went.
Yeah.
But okay, so should we talk about what we're gonna talk about?
Wait, I had one more thing to say about David, which was. If you ever watch our lives,
he's a brat.
The one who trolls Kristen. He's hilarious, guys.
He's hilarious. He's so sweet.
And he's single.
He's single and he's in Minnesota and he's got that little baby Nash.
Just trying to get him hooked up. Yeah. Okay.
I don't think David's having a heart. He came to our live show.
He was batting away the broads like. He's cute. He's funny.
He's so cute.
Yeah, he's.
I did tell him, I was like, there was one, I was like, don't you hook up with her. I was like, no.
I think next day she probably woke up and was like, oh my God.
What did I do?
That's fine. The place to do that is at I Mom So Hard show because you're safe 100%. As a baby. You're safe as a baby in an airport.
I'm going to pick you up
around.
And take you away from that 220
put you in a bed.
Guys, I just want to talk about what I'm failing at. And I want to say that I have been consistently failing at this since my son was born. I can't get haircuts right.
Oh.
I can't get... fucking haircut right. Let me tell you, it just occurred to me. He's 14.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, that's because you don't see it because I don't post pictures of him when we've had bad haircuts.
Do you have a current one that you can show me? Because this is the one that's really got her upset. But
okay, no. You guys, okay. Let me just put it... let me put it in perspective.
And you may quote her on that too.
Finn has... Everybody says, oh, my son has cowlicks too. I'm like, nope. You don't understand. Finn's head is only cowlicks.
Yeah.
There starts here and it's a circle. It's like a Doppler map on the front of his head and it goes over here and it goes over here and it goes back here. And it's my fault. I go to a barber. I always try to find the right barber. Sometimes they quit. Sometimes it's one of those places. It's like Floyd's where they have like a ten barbers.
Yeah, that's where
they're never consistent. You got to go when you can go. And Finn's hair is so hard to cut that I don't think we can just go to a regular barber, but I don't want to pay for a stylist because it's
just,
so expensive.
You have to just find somebody. You need to go on. I'm going to do it for you. I'm going to go on Yelp and I'm going to find somebody that specializes in curly hair in your neighborhood. Because it's like.
It's curly. It's coarse.
Yeah.
We literally, when he was little, we were on the west side and we found this woman. She would palm his head. And she would do like a cut around. And I was like, okay, we found our woman. But then we moved. And then so many times, bad haircuts, you guys. And then during COVID, I tried to cut his hair and he looked like an apostle. It was not good. That was a bad one. And he goes, I look like a 1980s.
What's an apostle? Oh, like where
the,
it's like
the bad Roman bowl cut. Oh, and he was like, I look like a bully. And I'm like, I'm ruining this. So then we took him to Floyd's recently and I got a great cut and it looked really handsome.
Yeah.
And it grew out and he likes it a little long and shaggy. And so do I. But I said, Finn, you look like a werewolf. We have to get the stuff off your neck and off around your hair. Oh, that's
the
stuff that
bugs me. The neck and the ears. Everything else I can deal with.
So I go to Floyd's and I go to the new dude, my bad, trying to just make it work during May-cember where there is no time for anything.
No time.
And he has eighth grade graduation in 2 weeks.
She called Floyd's and she was like, can you work us in between 3:55 and 4:11?
Yeah. And they go, yep. And I said, we'll be there. Anybody's fine. See, because that's the problem. Okay.
And also, hairstylist, just admit you give a shit less when it's a kid,
and
right?
Give a shit less.
Because you do. Think they're not going to complain.
I completely agree with that. I feel like I'm interrupting you. I completely agree with that.
No. My grandma was a hairstylist, and she was like, what?
It doesn't matter.
And
I think the cuts, if I'm going to say, there's this idea like, get it high and tight because then parents don't want to have to come back too much.
Yeah.
So I have said to these barbers, literally every time I go, please don't cut anything off the top. Don't cut back here because you guys all cut real short and then you leave a poof on the top. But his hair poofs up and it's a disaster. Don't cut the top. So I tell this bro.
You don't go in requesting the alpaca. No. But they give you the
alpaca. He comes
out
with the alpaca. Okay. So I go in and I say, bro, don't cut this kid's top. Keep it long. And he goes, okay. And I don't know if Finn told him something or what. But I hover normally, which is awful because this has been like Finn doesn't feel good about himself. He gets emotional. It's like it's fair. I had bad haircuts as a kid. It makes you feel like shit.
Wait. So he feels bad when he gets the bad haircut, or he doesn't like you hovering?
He doesn't. Both. Both. Have you met mothering?
I get the shoe away when I go
in
to help. But
Finn knows like I am particular when I so I have hovered in the past. It makes me feel lame, but I'm like I want to ensure that he gets a good haircut. So this time I was like, okay, I've kind of made it clear what I want. So I stood behind him, directly behind him, as the stylist is
goes to the front.
But he's only on the side. So I'm like, this guy's taking a long time.
That's called
on
mohawk.
Finn's hair.
Okay.
So I go to the side and he is completely shaved off the sideburn.
What, we talking about a one or a two?
We're talking skin.
Oh my God.
It's bald. It's bald to his head. No sideburn. Do you want to know what looks weird on people? When women get facelifts and they don't have sideburns, don't we think that looks weird? Do you think that looks good on a 14-year-old boy? God. It's shaved on the sides, and I see his face, and his cheeks get red, and Finn is upset. And I'm like,
and they don't my God. They don't want to say it to the hairdresser, which is good.
He doesn't want to hurt his feelings.
Yeah.
So I look at the freaking non-existent goddamn thing.
His graduation from eighth grade haircut.
And he has done a line, like done the line. I'm like, bro, I don't know what this is. I know there's an Edgar cut, which is like, it's so dumb. It's like just big ass hair on top and then a little tight line. But it's not even an Edgar. So I'm sick to my stomach and I'm like, I've done it again. I've screwed up his hair. We screwed up his hair in Ireland. I like can't get it right. So Finn's a good sport. I'm like, I'm so sorry, Finn. I really mess this up. And then we get to the soccer field and Colin doesn't. So let's go back to how Colin did a promposal, but it was on the heels of being the biggest jerk ever at the,
but this is where
at the soccer field.
Out.
I go, okay. Did you see Finn's hair? And he goes, yeah, I hate it. And I was like, okay, but then you figure it out. You take him in because you're clearly not listening to me. And if you gave a shit, are you on Pinterest trying to look up haircuts, trying to learn how to cut around freaking cowlicks? I don't think so, sir, because you get your haircut at that place and I hate it most of the time too. So like what we need to do is stop going to this haircut place.
And also let's take a note from our 80s parents who were like, hey,
I don't care.
You weren't injured in the course of that haircut. I don't really give a shit.
Right.
It's
hair.
I know,
but right now, and
they're
it's like
the age where they're so like kind of insecure, or like it takes a hit.
Takes
to their
a hit to their confidence.
Yeah.
Every single morning he wakes up, I look at the sideburn and I'm like,
I need to see a picture of this.
I don't have any, Jen. I'm not going to record this.
Okay.
Well, it's terrible. Let me just see if I do have a photo, because I would be surprised if I do. Because the thing is like, it's so short on the sides and it's only the sideburns that are gone that are brutal. But you know what? You can tell I'm mourning it because I'm finding pictures of him little with all of his hair.
Oh, God, he's so cute.
And guys, when his hair is long and perfect, let me sound like a real boomer right now. When his hair is long and perfect the way I love it, he looks like a Kennedy.
I just think he looks so he nice looks like an absolute top.
Kennedy.
I do feel like Dash has Kennedy hair for sure. So did Britt. It's like not like
I don't have a picture
small
of
small curls. It's like big wavy. Like yeah. he could easily pull off.
Moves so well.
Yeah. Man, it has its own will. It's very thick. Each hair could fight you in a bar. It's so much hair. And
Brits or Dashiells? Because Dashiells is more manageable than Brits. But Brits might be because he's gray.
Well, Brits has gotten more manageable because it's like a little bit thinner. Because Dash had the exact same hair that Brit had. Like Brit looked like a Russian spy when I met him. It looked like a Lego.
Oh yeah, but it looked hair. Good.
Yeah, it was so cute. It's so
high
cute.
And tight. That's how most people do it.
It's great hair. It really is. But my son does not like to brush his hair. Like, he violently rejects the idea of having to do anything to his hair, really. Oh, yeah. And I'm telling you, when you have a lot of hair like that, there has to be a plan for it. And as soon as we get the haircut, there's a plan. There's a sort of map to follow. But you give him like a week and it's like everything's going forward on the sides.
Yep.
It's like the Blanche Devereaux in the front, but then like
party in the back.
Oh my God. It's maybe, I don't know. Is it seagulls? Like a rose
what is
in
it?
The back? It's huge.
What's
Lock
that?
Of seagulls.
Lock of seagulls. Oh man.
It is so huge. And I will say to him, like, is it time for a haircut? He's like, maybe.
But we just have had such a bad run of haircuts that it causes such literal anxiety in everybody, myself mostly. Like, we can't just go in, and this is not, I mean, we do go to our neighborhood joint, but I've also tried other places. I've tried a stylist.
Yeah.
Want to know what a stylist charges for, like, just a haircut? Like, $120.
Oof.
For a haircut for a kid. We have to go every 6 weeks. I'm like,
I gotta say,
I gotta go to freaking Paul Mitchell school.
Neither you could do my, you could cut my hair four times and it wouldn't be as much work as my kids' hair. They got some, it's Brit's family's hair. They have so much hair. It's insane. And like Delilah, I cut her own bangs because.
Yeah. You'll go broke. But Eleanor, on the other hand, has like real stringy kind of, well, she has very long hair, but it's very stringy. So like Finn's grows up and Eleanor's grows down. Like, they're so different.
Yeah.
And if Finn had long hair, if it was like to his shoulders, it would be as high as it is wide. Like there would be no laying down the hair.
Well, Eleanor's hair is what the girls want right now because Delilah, who has Dash's hair, which, you know, if it weren't so long, it would be the same sort of like.
Yeah. Poof
flock of seagulls thing. Cause it's naturally got some like curl to it and stuff like that. But she is in this phase that the girls are in where they want it parted down the middle and is slick to their damn head.
It does look good. Eleanor does pull that off well.
She can nail that. Delilah, it's like, did we put bacon grease in your hair?
Oh,
I don't understand.
This is my favorite conversation. Eleanor, we've made this joke in our show. That my daughter will avoid showering until she looks like Jack Black. And it is so true.
Where it clumps up.
And it is like you can see their scalp from their dirty ass hair. And then here's the best part. She asked for hair oil for her birthday.
No, baby. No, baby.
And
you don't need it. Eleanor, you know what you need? No.
You need a shower.
You need Dawn dish soap. Right. We're going to scrub you like you are a duck and Exxon just spilled.
100% accurate. I'm like, we are literally doing the opposite of what we should. Well, my son is over here. Looking like an apostle, my daughter looks like she is the beggar that is asking the apostle for money.
We could maybe do oil on the very ends of your hair.
Even
but
still,
no.
It gets at like weird, like, cause it's the same with mine. Like it gets separated and she doesn't have thick hair. She has kind of thin hair, but she has a lot of hair and it looks so darn cute with that like part down the middle and slicked back. But I think she thinks the slick part is, nope. I'm like, the slick part now is literally oily.
We want it to look like a blowout. We don't want it to look like an oil leak from a tanker truck.
I mean nothing derogatory towards my people, But as a Czechoslovakian, there is a lot of oily
bull hunks.
Oily bull hunks. And you're not allowed to say that unless you're one of them. Just evidently, my dad, who's Czech, told
Eleanor
was going to give a speech about being Czechoslovakian, and she told my dad, said, "Yeah, just refer to us as bull hunks." And the teacher was like, "You can't,
sir,
say that." And I'm like, "Have you met Dewey? There's a level of inappropriateness that will always happen." So yeah, I just am feeling like the hair of it all is something that
it's a lot
to maintain every 6 weeks.
Hair is as hard as their bodies on a daily basis.
I agree. And I don't want to do to them what my mom did to me, which was give you a shitty haircut, make you feel bad about it, and then you just sort of are running away from shitty haircuts for the rest of your life.
Oh my God. And the
we've made jokes about this.
The photographic evidence that can follow you the rest of your life, you guys.
Or be part of a live show that is a huge bit. Okay.
They get mad at me when I'm like, I tell Delilah, I go, "You have thick hair, a lot of natural oil. That's why it's so pretty when we brush it out. But you got to use Head and Shoulders, man, because stuff hides
in there. You
got to
use shampoo.
We lose barrettes in that shit because it is so thick. I'm like, use a Head and Shoulders." And she gets so mad, burns my eyes. I'm like, "This is me caring about your hair.
I agree.
Let's not see what it looks like if I stop caring." Okay?
Well, forever, Eleanor's hair was like coming out of the shower looking oily. I was like, "What's going on in there?" Then I noticed what she did. She would put shampoo from the bottle.
Oh, right, directly? No.
Under her head.
No.
In this area, in the back. And then she would not rub it in. Let me explain something to you.
That's a key point. You definitely
want all that freaking stuff, but they don't want to do the work that's involved in it. Like all the skin preppy stuff. I'm like, the stuff says lather.
Yes.
Wash it. Like, if you're going to do what those girlies are doing on the old TikTok, like getting doing the hair treatment, it takes like 15 to 20 minutes. You can't splash underneath the water and come out with a oily hairline.
This reminds me of going to the half price store in Nebraska when I was a kid.
I haven't heard that reference in a long ass time.
And this was before I could read, and I'm in there with my mom. I was like, it was like morning. I think I had afternoon kindergarten, so I'm in there with my mom in the morning.
How did you do that?
She's like, "You can pick out a toy." So I saw this packaging of this girl with beautiful curly hair. It was dreams are made of this hair. And then there was like this little pink rectangular thing, and I was like, "Well, that thing is going to curl my hair." I was like, "Mom, this is what I want." And she was like, "That's what you want?" And I was like, "That's what I want." She was like, "Why do you want that?" I'm like, "I want to look like that." I remember this so clearly. I remember being in the checkout line, like unable to contain.
You're like, the level of hotness I'm
going to
be
from
this. I am
going
to
do this in the car, and I'm going to come out looking like Daisy Duke. Yeah. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be Weird Science where I come out of the shower and I'm in a leotard.
So what the thing was a shaver. It was a pretend shaver. So you would push the button on the side, and it would make like a
shaver, like a...
Like a
dude, I mean, the market was missed on you.
I don't know. It was maybe like
you and your fair ass hair.
It was so weird, and I was so disappointed because I was like, "Well, all I have to do is buy this thing, and I'm going to look."
She should have had a before picture with her mustache.
Thank you.
Then you would have been like, "Oh."
I was so. It was like my dad read to me what it was, and I was like, "Well, fuck, that's not what I wanted it
Meanwhile,
to be."
Meanwhile, you're like, "I'm having this weird premonition. I'm going to meet a friend.
Who's going to need this.
I'm going to hold on to it.
I wish they would have had this toy for you."
Yeah.
Mine
had the three things on it. And it was like what my dad used.
Look, this is what I had to make this morning. Speaking of hair, because
it's crazy hair week. Because it has
week.
To be. Oh my gosh. That's so cute.
I made cupcakes. So she had a plan. She was like, "I want cupcakes on my head." So we like cut holes.
I'm going to hold this up so that you can see it on the YouTube in case we forget to post, which we do.
I want you to know that I am the Marines of moms just today only because I had my hot glue gun going before 8 a.m. And what I did was to make the frosting on the top, we made like buns inside the cup.
So cute.
I made like I spread out a cotton ball and then I used the glue gun. And then I put little beads on it, like bracelet making beads,
so
like friendship pin beads to make it look like sprinkles. And then put one of those like red things on the top. Did she scream at me the entire time? You bet she did, but...
But she got this in
the
end.
Let me show you the top of it, just because I need somebody to appreciate it.
It's so cute. It's so cute. I do like doing Eleanor's hair, long hair, with, like,
oh, there
the fun updos.
Oh, there you can kind of see him. I glued the little sprinkle things on there.
Oh, my God, that's so cute. It even looks good from the back. Oh, my gosh, it looks so good.
I had Britt take some photos, because I'm like...
It's good work.
For all the days...
It's like when Eleanor did the mask thing, I was like, does anybody notice that's a bun that's attached to that puppet? No, I kept saying to Colin, I was like, ours is the best. And he's like, okay, I get it. Like, I'm going to say no to your goddamn prom proposal. Okay, if you
give me this because of the haircut situation.
Yeah, I got the hair right on a puppet.
I need a couple of wins right now. I know. I got to get Delilah's haircut because it gets so hard for her to manage. Number one, it needs to be easy for me to manage because
we're doing better than our parents because everybody just cut our hair short.
Yeah. And my daughter has never looked in the mirror and gone, oh my gosh, my hair's a total mess.
Yeah.
She usually goes in there after like 4 days of not washing it, doing like head spins on her pillow and stuff. And she's like, I look fabulous.
Yeah.
Look amazing right now. So I need to manage this shit.
I have very vivid memories of going into Sheer Country with my mom. And getting my freaking Dorothy Hamill on. And I was like, is it an option for my hair to grow past my ears? Is that, does my hair do that? Or why do I get a trim so often? And then it finally went to like a triangle.
Yeah.
And
the
then
wedge.
Eighth
yeah.
grade, I did the, I pulled the trigger and I said, Mom, I want to go to Command Performance and I'm going to save up my money and I'm going to get a perm.
Ooh.
But the thing I should do first is cut the sides of my... The sideburns, so that it was short in the front,
yeah,
and then big in the back. I blame my mom on this. I really do.
I blame Kirk Cameron because he made that hairdo popular.
And then I cried so hard. My little brother was, oh my God, how old would he have been? He would have been like 10. And I came out of the salon and my hair was giant and I looked like a huge Q-tip. It just was the tightest perm you've ever seen in your life. And I walked out and my brother goes, oh my God, your hair's so big. And I got in the back of our huge Suburban and I hid in the back seat and I bawled for 3 hours.
That is the common response to a perm. And I
that's why we don't do them, you guys.
I let me throw myself under the bus first. Actually, let me throw my mom and grandmother generations. If I could go back, I would. But because my grandma was a hairdresser, she would experiment on me, and there's no other way to say it.
Yeah,
it was fair. No, like, how would you like your hair?
She's like, I'm going to do it like this.
You know what you need in 1987 is a flip. It was so huge in the 60s. We're going to put that on you, and you're going to look like your mom's
Jen's
graduation.
Going to class with, like, rollers. You got a day with the rollers in the hair.
I remember her cutting my hair in our basement. And the look on my face, my mom was like, don't you cry. Don't you cry. You wait till you get up to your room.
God, they always made us wait to cry. Why couldn't I just cry in the salon?
I don't know.
That's why I can't say anything now. I'm like
my
traumatized.
Mom's like, I spent 14 hours doing this perm in the kitchen sink for you. You fucking like it. Like it was so much stress. So I've had the perm and I remember her saying, it's going to get shorter when it gets curly.
They don't.
And I wanted that
you.
Wedge. I was like, I would like to look like Alyssa Milano, please. And then when she permed it with the home perm, I was like greatest American hero, that guy.
That's like, what I looked like. It was terrible.
It was so bad. But I remember Mandy's sister being a senior. Hi, Tammy, if you're listening.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
They're not going to be nice about it.
Oh, God. She got a perm. And I remember we're like, we were younger than it.
Oh,
she like, we were all playing. It was like a happy home. And all of a sudden you hear the front door like slam. And Mandy was like, Tammy's back from getting her perm. She was like, hold on, stay right here. Let me go check it out. Like, because we all knew.
It was going to be
bad. It was going to be 50-50 chance.
Was it ever 50-50 or was it 70-30 at the very, the most optimistic? A home perm, any perm. If you walked out of there going, oh, this looks pretty good, you won.
You lucked out. I remember Mandy going upstairs, Tammy screaming something at her, and Mandy coming back downstairs and going,
oh, God.
It's not good.
Worst,
it's not good.
Worst thing ever.
Everybody in this house was just, like, so scared to, like, leave the room because they were like, where's she going to go? And you have to say something about it, right? I don't remember it being that bad. She still looks gorgeous. But I remember the fallout from that perm affected an entire neighborhood.
That's what I'm trying to say. It sounds like such a dumb thing, but when you really think about hair, it's like in Fleabag when she's like, hair is everything. It is everything. And it is... you know, we take a lot of photos now. There's a lot of, you know.
Yes.
And I know that Finn's going to write this in his brain of me.
He is not
caring right. I just would like him to see this episode and the pain that I am enduring. It's really about me.
What if he starts a trend? That's a possibility, too.
We don't want this haircut to be the trend, Jen.
God, I need a picture of it. I'm just saying. I'm so confused.
We don't want... Remember that bad movie that Timothée Chalamet did where he would look like a... He was a French, like, a guy with, you know... What do you call it? Where they wore the metal and he was a sword, you know... A knight.
A fencer? A knight. Okay.
And it just looked like straight black... Around and then dead around the ears.
Okay. So it's like a Hamlet kind of.
Yes.
How can his hair even do that though? Because it's so curly.
It's a mystery. It's not going well. The truth is it doesn't. It doesn't lay down. So we have to push it down. It's just, I just need it to grow. I need.
Okay. Lord, can we do
some? Come on, Pope Leo. Give me some hair growth for his graduation from eighth grade.
We have put these kids through Catholic school. Spent a lot of money.
Come on, give me the. I'm hopeful. I've even thought about what I'm going to do if it doesn't grow out in time.
Tell me though that Terry saw a picture of it or FaceTimed him and she was like, "Now that's a good haircut."
She wouldn't notice, and she wouldn't. She'd be like, you know what? Your mom had the same haircut when she was in eighth grade.
Real sharp.
She just looked very distinguished.
Able to maintain it.
I'm like, nobody in eighth grade wants to look distinguished or sophisticated, Terry. Like my mom would give me, I would get like adult woman haircuts. And you know, like back in the day, they'd take hairspray and like make those wispies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I'm 11. No, I'm not supposed to look like I sell Mary Kay.
I shouldn't look like I should be set next to a bowl of fruit in a French painting. Like, that is not the look any of us are going for.
I don't think I looked like that. I think I looked like someone that was going to glamour shots. That was like the after, like too adult with this weird hair, like it clipped on. It was not good.
Look, I wasn't making great clothing choices back then, too. And then for my mom to like just give my grandma free rein on my hair. And I know,
because
sure.
I would wear like muscle shirts and I was like confusing everybody, including myself.
I have this theory that we all maintain the eyebrows that we thought we peaked in life at. You know, that's kind of the eyebrows that we end up sticking with. And that's kind of what a lot of us do with hair. And it is what my grandmother did with hairstyling, which early 60s.
Oh, so she had a renaissance, huh?
So she did an early 60s hairstyle on me for a lot of my life. And then it was.
I kind of like that she's like, let's keep the 60s alive on this 8-year-old.
Oh, God, it was a tough go for me. I couldn't have looked more like a boy.
It's tough. I know. And so now I'm feeling a lot of that. But anyway,
I just
looked
like I was an extra on the Sandlot for most of it. That's probably why I have most of my life had long hair. With just a blunt cut bangs, which is what my daughter has, because I'm like, I know how to do that.
Man, I went down the bangs thing, and I was like, I love them. I hate them. And I was done. As I got because the thing about bangs is you got to go get them recut, or you got to cut them yourself.
You
got
to maintain them.
And the second I got them recut, they were cut too much, and I was like, I'm done. So then I just grew them out. So now I've had
really cute.
Eleanor loves them. She was like, "Oh my God, I want you to go back to bangs." And I'm like, "Listen, sister, you take care of your own shit. When your hair doesn't look like it's got Crisco in it, then we'll talk about my hair choices."
I think if we could find like a realistic clip in for you, I would love it just on occasion because I think you look so cute with bangs. But neither one of us is prepared to deal with bangs on you.
I got sweaty just talking about a clip in.
I can feel it. It's in my hair.
I can't deal with anything right now. Mom box.
Yeah, but no, it's from Oak Mom 510. Okay. Oh my gosh, listening to the hair band podcast right now and you're bringing back so many memories. That's perfect.
That's good.
Oh my God. Okay, my sister and I used to make up a dance routine to Barbara Mandrell's Sleeping Single in a Double Bed. Did we talk about Barbara Mandrell?
I freaking love the Mandrells. They were a
Me
big
too.
There were three of them. You could choose whichever one you wanted to be.
They had a TV show, too.
They had the light brown, the blonde, and the brunette. Yeah. You were like, who am I today?
Yeah. All great singers. All beautiful.
All sexually attractive.
All great hair.
Great hair. Although we would argue that that hair is exactly what we were given when we were young.
Okay. I don't want to brag, but it was probably a close second to our famous rendition of Copacabana and may still make an appearance after a few drinks at family weddings. These girls are a good time, okay, by the way.
We're all such dorks.
I know.
It's good. Okay.
Okay. Thanks for the laughs. Love seeing you last year in Indy and hoping to make a road trip to see you at the Flashback Tour. Love you guys. That's a good place to make a teaser. That we might have.
Oh, that we're going to do more shows coming up?
Yeah.
I know we can't say for sure, but we can say
for that.
That they're not going to be in May. That's the good news.
That we had a lot of fun doing the Flashback Tour, and we have more flashing back to do, quite possibly.
More flashing to do, quite possibly. Oh, man. She said Mandrells. I'm going back. I'm like in my head. I'm living in our first house. I'm eight.
Yep. It also reminds me of the Boone Sisters, and I would fold open that album.
I don't remember the Boone Sisters. You're so weird. God. Like that tells me what Barbara's listening to. Do the Boone Sisters?
Oh no. Will you light up my life?
Oh, that's right.
If I could write you a rock and roll song, yeah. Look,
is it this? You light up my life.
Yep.
You give me hope. To carry on.
With my ugly flip hair that made me look like a lesbian boy singing that song.
My mom used to say, quiet down, listen to me sing when we were in the car. If we were singing with her, she would go.
That's not,
I'm like, Terry.
What an 80s parent. The last time I listened to a song I want to? 2013 when my son was born.
Yeah, we're doing it so different. I'm not saying we're doing it right in all areas because I'm sure my parents had very few worries. Because they were like, cut her hair short. I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
You know, if it's not broken, we don't need to go to the doctor. Like, they just didn't worry. Look how much anxiety I have about my kid's hair.
I know.
But it is fair. I think it's fair to care.
My parents spent a year worried about, like, her teeth are pretty rough, huh? We should probably.
They just take forever to make a decision. You're like.
We should do something.
Either crossed over. She's got summer teeth. Some are here, some are there.
80s. Like, I could have been missing a foot, and they would have been like, I think she's doing fine.
She's all right.
Let's call attention to it.
Yeah, they're always like, it just gives you character.
Yeah.
It just gives you character.
Toughen up.
Yeah. Walk it off. Well, you can't walk it off if your femur is broken through, but just.
That's the whole point. It can't. Because
it can't.
You haven't noticed.
You haven't noticed. And I don't know what you guys are watching. It's probably the Mandrells. Didn't they have a show?
They did. Yeah.
It was and they would like mind. Sing and dance. It was awesome. You guys, did we podcast?
We podcasted.
Woohoo.
Pioneer.